Ross, how do you sum that one up today?
Yeah, I thought really pleasing. Really pleasing, I thought. You know, we disappointed against a quality team in difficult conditions last week. I think 28 entries to 70 or whatever. So I thought we competed really strongly. We wanted to be harder to play against. And I think 58 entries to 39 against the top four team speaks volumes for how intense we were and how we competed fiercely. So, you know, our accuracy will get better and all those things. And Port Adelaide never gave up. So 9 players under 25 games, like Jones comes in. I thought it was pleasing, a real step forward.
What did you think of the first quarter? Clearance differential was huge. And that, were you concerned?
Yeah, what was it?
I think it was 20 to 4.
Clearances?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, but entries.
Yeah.
So I think there's numbers in their numbers, but because we get a few more layers. But out of those 20 entries, they had 4 entries. So it's actually extricating the ball from the stoppage and taking it forward and get a forward 50 entry. So they only had 4 out of those 20. So it means our pressure, we're pretty young in there. But, you know, Ryder's pretty good ruckman against Sean Darcy's playing 6 games. Ollie Wines, you know, Boak flows through. Rockliffe's a BNF winner champion of his former club. So, but Mundy and Neil were superb. And then we turned it around. We got hold of it and surged it. So before the day, we've kicked 3-4 from stoppages and they've kicked 2-2. So on the ultimate result, you think we've won that.
Sean
Does that
Darcy,
help?
Sean Darcy, I think, went off late. Is he okay?
Yeah, he fell over, so they'll just assess him. I don't think it's anything significant, but we'll assess him and we'll bring it to the our members' attention as need be. Hopefully it's positive.
What do you mean he fell over?
He fell over in a ruck contest, fell over and then come off. So.
Okay. But was it groin or...?
I'm not too sure. Well, Paddy's quality, yeah, and I thought he got his hand to the ball reasonably well. I think at ground level, they were big, strong bodies. But I thought Mundy and Neil really worked into it. I think once we got our hands on the ball and kept it simple, it went our way pretty well.
You're back 6, like you're Hamling and guys like that, pretty strong today.
Who were the rest of them?
Hamling, Ryan, O'Connor and Wilson.
The other 4, yeah.
Well,
anyone else?
Mainly.
Anyone else?
Just stick with those 3 to start with.
Stephen Hill, Hughes, Nighouse roll on Gray.
Yeah.
Stephen Hill up on Boak playing high up. No, all those guys were pretty good.
You would have been happy with your defence, I guess.
Not as happy as you are nominating the back 6. Details are bugger, isn't it?
What did you make of that?
But in back to that on a more serious note, our pressure enabled them. But you're right, I think Joel Hamling, they had lots of entries early. I think it was 10-1. In the second half of the first quarter, we turned around at 10 our way. But I thought Joel and Alex, you're right, and Ryan Nighouse on Robbie Gray, who's a star. But Ryan's played at those roles on Liam Ryan and so on in the waffle, and he brought that to life at senior level, so it was really pleasing.
What's the importance of just morale on the run home, just to keep notching victories every now and again? I mean, I know it's not the be-all and end-all with where you're at, but just to keep morale going and keep the guys pushing towards the end of the season.
Yeah, you're right, it's not the be-all and end-all, but, you know, morale, vibrancy, wins help. We know that and it fuels belief, but, you know, I had breakfast with a couple of our first-year players during the week and they said, we're not thinking it's a tough 8 weeks. They said we couldn't be more excited. So when you've got first and second year players, they're not seeing the wins and losses like you guys. They're just seeing, I'm playing senior footy and I've got a chance to improve and train. So it's really refreshing, isn't it? Because I think from the outside, a lot's made of that. But internally within the four walls, you know, for what we're doing and our win-loss, I'm biased, but it's pretty good.
What did you make of the tackle?
Because it's all about context, isn't it? If you get your context right, where you think your list's at and what you're doing, then you can sort of have rational thoughts about win-losses, which everyone's got different contexts.
What did you make of the Nighouse tackle on Gray?
Yeah, I saw it. I'd quote Michael Christian, which everyone's quoting. No one intentionally goes out to hurt anyone, and they're split decision split-second decisions. And I think it was the bump in the Tex Walker. I mean, this is a tackle, not even a bump to the head. So clearly it's split decision, and no one's intentional. But they'll get to it, they'll grade it, and it'll be what it'll be. But, I mean, it's a hard, tough game, and our players have been driven into the turf unintentionally by the opposition. Sometimes it just happens. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he gave it a second thought, except you got good sports people focus on the next moment. And so we just send a message, focus on the next moment. It's important when you've been involved in physical side of the game that when your opportunity comes to put your head over the ball, you do that. And I thought he did that.
You mentioned the kids before and how they're just excited to be playing. But to knock off a top four team for them, what does that do for them specifically?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't got an exact answer. Just... it's a step in the right direction. We're about growth. They understand what we're teaching is the right way to play. I thought we were strong, contested. A very experienced team, very good team. And I thought they never gave up, and they challenged us right to the end. But we dominated that second quarter. We had 19 entries to four. I think we kicked 0-7, and I think five of them were gettable within 30. So, yeah, well, look, we've got plenty of work in front of us. You know, we've got a big challenge. We get to Essendon next week. We're pushing hard for the finals in Melbourne, 6-day break. So the challenges just keep coming, but there's no exact measurement, but it just, confidence comes from action. So that action they did today, they'll have more belief in themselves that they can do it. You know, I thought Gyro was outstanding today. Chera just continues to improve. Banfield did some good work in the midfield. You know, Ryan Niehouse, it was all, you know, I thought Jones coming in gave us a big presence, brought the ball forward. I thought Cox continues to grow. You know, we've still got a few out, so it was a step forward, obviously. But there's big challenges. They just keep coming at you, you know. You breathe out and you blink and next minute you're getting slaughtered by up in Darwin.
Just on Brendan Cox, he really seems to be enjoying those big moments. He kicked that punch goal today and...
yeah, it's pleasing. You know, he's got a good temperament. He uses the ball really well. He's understanding the preparation Monday to Friday. And he's moving forward. So it's really pleasing.
If Darcy's not okay for next week, Ross, would Aaron be any chance coming
in? Oh, look, in fairness, I think you've got to let me get to that. You know, I think I'm here to talk about the game. I don't know where he's at. Needs an assessment. Because often they cool down. It can be nothing. Or, do you know what I mean? So... but the way it works, we do a medical report, we get it out. And Aaron, I think he's progressing pretty well, but we would like Sean to continue on. That's him. And unfortunately, Michael Apnis did a severe hamstring, so he'll be out for the year yesterday in the first minute. So it's a very fragile existence sometimes being a ruckman. It's a tough business.
Does he need surgery on that, the hammy?
It's significant. He may. It involves a tendon. So I couldn't give you an exact answer.
It must be a huge blow for him. He just signed another one-year deal and he's had so many injuries already.
Yeah, yeah, it is a huge blow. Yeah, it's a really tough business. But, you know, it's obviously nice he's got the contract. Mm. So he'll get support. He just needs to do the work again. And it's a tough time, though, you're right. Yeah. You know, when you look in their eyes sometimes, you see the devastation. It's really difficult to be a coach and those young players that... significant. It's really tough, and all we can do is support them and, you know, get them to work hard. That's all we can do. Thanks, guys.